hills of Sevenshire the huntsman did go, for to meet that bold sportsman of great honour and fame, who is known o'er the kingdom as Sir Bloor's Man Frontaine. And when he arrived, we did boast and did brag. Then we took to the green woods to search for a stag. And we had not gone far when someone gave a cheer. Through the gorse and the thicket did the noble stag steer. With the hounds all abreast, and our horns did declare, till the sweet sounding music it rang through the air. Straight for the black wood, for to fly for life's sake, all the finest of horsemen were left in its wake. But Sir Bloor's he chased on, and gave bend to his yew, and his shaft it was straight, and his aim it was true. An impossible shot, yet it flew through the air. And just as the stag leapt, the keen arrow lodged there. For it pierced the stag's breast, yet that splendid beast flew, and Sir Bloor spurred his high horse and sped through the woods too. Leaving all to his rear, soon he rode all alone, till all that he could hear was the horn's distant tone. He did trample the thick brambles through. At first he would melt, and then he would sound, while that brave knight pursued o'er the treacherous ground. "What is this?" Sir Bloor's cried. "Oh, how can this be? A stag such as this I never did see. A stag such as this has never been born. I fear he will bring me to some deadly harm." And long did his loyal steed turn, to save the good sheriff from branch and from thorn. But long ere the day drew so dim to its close, all the leaves they did tangle in his hair and his clothes. And then in a dark glade, Sir Bloor's he drew nigh, where the stag it shone brightly all there in his eye. From the saddle sprang down, and the sword he did draw, and that sight was the last that the noble stag saw. Oh, and now we are feasting, and the song it is sung. You can hear us regale of the deed that was done, of that noble bold sportsman, so manly and plain, of such passing great prowess, Sir Bloor's Man Frontaine.